Gentlemen, in the email you sent me, you wrote that your company has been facing problems for more than 2 years. If I remember correctly, some 5 years ago, you used our services to establish companies abroad. You were trying to expand in Europe with shops selling spare car parts. So, we've known each other for quite some time. I don't understand why you didn't mention you were having trouble earlier.
We own 4 car showrooms where we sell new cars of several brands on the basis of dealer contracts. For some time, we even had 6 showrooms, but we had to close 2 of them. Out of those we've kept, the one we're currently in is in the capital city. The other 3 are in regional cities. We've been building this network for more than 20 years. At first, there were 4 of us, but 2 co-owners just rode the wave and actually didn't do much more than just come to the company to pick up their money. We ran it this way for the first 10 years, but then we got tired of it and offered to buy out those 2 guys.
And did they accept?
Let me take over here. Only one of them accepted. So instead of 4 co-owners who each had 25%, there were 3 of us, each holding a third of the company.
You forgot to mention that it was during the time business was booming and we royally overpaid that idler. He did nothing the whole time he was here, and he ended up receiving a sum that caused serious trouble to our cash flow.
First off, I can see a significant flaw in your business arrangement. You went for the worst possible kind of company ownership. That is, equal shares. Unless I'm mistaken, now your share is 50-50, which is another deadly combination. How and when did you settle with the third co-owner?
He left 2 years ago, after we found out that he'd secretly bought a competing car showroom and had started luring away our customers. Later on, he blackmailed us, threatening to publish behind-the-scenes information about our business. So we were better off buying him out too. And that was something that totally dragged us down in terms of money.
Don't forget to add, it was also in terms of business. He also succeeded in stealing our most important clients who were buying cars from us and having their fleets serviced here. In fact, we had to close down 2 showrooms, as my colleague mentioned before. Fortunately, those 2 were only rented. The remaining 4 are actually owned directly by our limited liability company.
I can imagine that. One of the causes of your financial troubles is quite clear. Let's call it very expensive golden parachutes for 2 former co-owners.
You said it.
I'm going to ask you a very important question. What is the relationship like between the 2 of you?
To be honest, it's not great. But how could you tell in the few minutes you've been with us?
I'm very experienced.
I can only confirm that our relation has been fraying at the edges. For my part, I can say I've probably tried everything I can to make things right, but now I think we're not going to make it. On the other hand, we haven't got to the point of calling each other names, at least not out loud.
Whatever the case is, it's not good. I've been watching you the whole time I've been here. You're sitting here in front of me, not exchanging a single glance, and when one of you says something to the other one, it's curt and mocking. Do you actually want to continue to do business together?
If you want to hear the truth, not really. We talk about this quite often, but we can't seem to come to a solution that would be acceptable for both of us.